It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Your official station to talk New York Rangers. Score! The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Steve Cohen knows how to party in California with Scott Boris.
I just hit a little remix. You know why? Because, like, they're going out west to have the big meeting over the big fish, Juan Soto. It's happening, Mets fans. First in, last out. Keith McPherson on the Fan inside the 1 o'clock hour. I tried to call Brandon London from Germany, not London, not the London games, the Munich game. He's sleeping, as I thought he would be. And I think he got crisscrossed here because I told him I would call him Friday, which now it's Friday, which he probably was thinking Saturday, either way. If you stayed on hold, good for you. Now you're going to be first in line after we play some audio to talk about Juan Soto. I see some Jets calls as well. So I want to play a clip from Chris Rose Sports. Shout out to Chris Rose, John Boy Media. When I was working at John Boy Media, I actually made all of the Chris Rose accounts, podcast, Instagram, Twitter, when Chris Rose signed with John Boy. I got to meet Chris Rose when we went out to Denver for the All-Star game. He was mad cool. We played in like a blitzball game. I got to sit down and eat lunch with the guy. And I was like, man, I've watched Intentional Talk. I've watched you on NFL Network. This is crazy. So he does this like Baseball Today show with Trevor Plouffe. And they talk about baseball, whatever's going on in baseball today. And there's a clip where they talk about Juan Soto and where they think he'll land. So instead of you hearing me talk about it, let's hear Chris Rose and Trevor Plouffe talk about it.
Mark Feinstein, who writes for MLB.com, said he spoke to one anonymous American League executive who said he's either playing in New York or New York. Is that the way you handicap this thing?
Yeah, I mean, I would put those two places as the favorites. I would put probably, I think in my mind, that the Yankees, if they offer the same deal as the Mets, if those two came in at the exact same number, I think he goes back to the Yankees. The Yankees aren't going to just cakewalk into this. It's not going to be easy for them. They are going to have to compete with Steve Cohen and the Mets because the Mets clearly show that they can compete even this year, and Steve Cohen has all the resources in the world. He wants to be big brother in New York. I don't know if he's ever necessarily going to be that, but maybe on the field they can. So I think this is not going to be easy for the Yankees.
Well, like at all. I mean, all Steve Cohen has to do when he sits down at the table is say, well, here's $50 million more, so you can have $50 million more. You can join us. We're the team that won two games against the Dodgers. You come from the team that won one game against the Dodgers. We will continue to spend. You can see that. That is my track record. I am not afraid. And by the way, if we make some mistakes along the way, we are going to buy our way out of that. Your agent just said that you want an owner that is as committed. I am as committed as anybody in the history of North American sports.
I don't think they're going to be talking about records, Chris Rose. Appreciate you, bruh. Appreciate you, Plouffe. Trevor Plouffe is a cool-ass dude, too. Every time I was around him, mad low, he was always cool. But I just kind of laughed at the whole, oh, we're the team that lost to the Dodgers in the CS, but we won two games, and the Yankees only won one. Remember they blew that game? Remember you were on the field? I don't think any of that's going to matter. It's money. And like Plouf said, the Yankees aren't going to cakewalk into this after they had the cakewalk to the World Series. They're not going to cakewalk into this. They're not going to think that it's just going to be easy to get Juan Soto. I'll tell you this before we go back to the phone at 888-808-1019. The Yankees will roll out a lineup with Jahmy Jones leading off and J.D. Davis batting cleanup against the Mets and gladly just let whatever happen in those games, lose those regular season games. This is different. They're not just going to take a L in negotiations. Money is money, and they both got money. So, Julian is in Oakland, New Jersey on the fan, not Oakland, California. What's up, Jules?
Hey, Keith, what's going on? You know, looking back how I saw you before the game five and everything that happened, trying to flush that memory. But
man, it was good seeing you, bro, but we had no idea what we were about to see.
Yeah, everything was all great before that. They don't find nothing. You think, oh, they might actually go that way, but then they don't. But I'm with you on the Soto stuff. I do believe he's going to return. I mean, the Mets are a serious threat, but like everyone's been saying, if the Yankees come closer match, he's definitely going to go back to the Yankees.
Yeah, and like I just think that is the main thing here, right? What if Steve Cohen goes above and beyond and extends above and beyond where it's like ridiculous, then I think that's the only way the Yankees back down. But I don't even know if that's the case. I think they're in it to say, like, hey, yeah, we're right there. Yep, cool. Hit.
Yeah.
Match. Yep, cool.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes down. But I really think the Yankees need to attack first base. You saw that was the biggest weakness in the field. I know there's some older guys like Christian Walker might be out of their range if they get Soto, but Carlos Santana, even though he's older, just won a gold glove. I think he's a good switch hitter. He can definitely hit some bombs on the left side, and he could be a good veteran presence too. I think first is the biggest thing. If Dominguez comes in and gives better production than Alex Verdugo, that'll be a big plus also.
Yeah, first base, they got to get better. They got to get some pop. Maybe it's Christian Walker. But I don't know. Everything is focused on Juan Soto, and then we'll have time to figure out where they go there. And I also know that they will look at their own young depth. They'll look at Ben Rice. They'll think about it. They'll consider it at least to start the season, and then they always have the trade deadline to attack there.
Yeah, I think you'll be seeing kids a second or third, too, depending on what they want to do with Jazz Chisholm. So that's definitely something to look for also. And for the pitching, I think it looks like they're going to attack the bullpen. I don't know if they go with the top of the market for Tanner Scott. I wouldn't mind seeing that, or like a creative trade for a reliever, a highly coveted reliever on the market. But we'll see. I think Shane Bieber can make some sense with some rotation depth. You know, there's the ties there.
Yeah, I need someone else. It can't be Rodon as the number two starter. I need somebody else. It's got to be Cole and somebody else for this next year, especially if this is supposed to be run it back, get back to the World Series, maybe have a rematch against the Dodgers. It cannot be home run derby, batting practice. Can't rely on Carlos Rodon.
No, he shouldn't be a second starter right now. He could be a three or four, but right. They definitely need someone to go in front of Cole. We'll see. Maybe they do a creative trade for a low-cost control player. I think those are going to be relevant, especially if Soto returns. So there's definitely a lot of different ways they can go. They just can't stop it, Soto. It's not going to work this time. Well, it hasn't worked in a while, but especially now with how the season ended.
Yeah, no, I don't expect it to be we got Soto, we can't get anything else because they were just at the top of the mountain and they want to go right back. Jules, thanks for the call, bro. 888-808-1019. Yeah, man. Ran into my boy at Billy's. Billy's was jumping. River Ave was jumping. I mean, I'll never get over the look and feel of Yankee Stadium those first couple innings with people thinking like, yes, this is happening. We got our mojo back. Judge is awake. Like, they're hitting. They're pitching. Gerrit Cole was no hitting. I was just like, bro, what a tease. What an absolute setup. Got your hopes all the way up just to disappoint you. That was cruel. That was cruel. Baseball can be cruel like that, man. I say that to say this. I really don't think that the Yankees, you know, would do that and then go into this offseason and not try to make up for it. Like, what did they do last year? They go 82-80, and then they come out and they make a huge trade for Juan Soto. They give up five players to go get Juan Soto. So after they pissed down their legs and disappointed all of us and had all those mistakes and errors in the fifth inning, and then they got to listen to Joe Kelly, Peacock, and Miguel Rojas, and all these people, all Joel Sherman talk about the report on the Yankees. Like, I think that they look at themselves so highly that they're looking for revenge. Fleeks, can we play the audio from former Yankees bench coach Carlos Mendoza, now Mets manager, very successful in year one, manager of the year, if you ask me, talking about the Yankees, because the further we get away from the actual World Series and how, you know, things ended, like you just heard Chris Rose talk about, oh, we won, the Mets won two games against the Dodgers, you only won one, so what, who cares, the Dodgers defeated both, doesn't matter if it's in five, if it's in six, like, it's no better, like, on the same accord, you'd be like, oh, well, they beat them 9-0, they beat them 8-0. Like, the further we get from the actual games, I feel like the end of the season, the postseason, the stories are just getting absolutely hijacked. So let's hear what Carlos Mendoza had to say when asked about the Yankees and their fundamentals and their fielding and their preparation as a guy that was with the team and has seen them.
There were real questions all season and certainly by the end about their fundamentals and how much they actually care about stressing them. Clearly, we're talking about guys who can miss bats, who are pitching, guys who can hit with exit velocity. Is the same emphasis put on with the New York Yankees on playing baseball well day to day?
100%. You know, even this year when I'm with the Mets and we're playing the Yankees at Yankee Stadium, I was watching them doing PFP, you know, at 3:30 in the afternoon. They do work on it. They pay attention to details, and it's just happens, man, in baseball. But the years that I was there, it was a big emphasis, you know, like we have to execute fundamentals, whether it's the cuts and release, being on the right place, throwing the ball to the right base, running the bases the proper way, anticipating plays, playing with the scoreboard. Those are some of the things that we talk about it as a staff. We work on it. It happened in the World Series, and now it's a big story, but it starts from Boone all the way down to player development. And I could say that I was a part of that, and they do work on it. So it's just too bad that happens in the World Series.
Yeah, I think we got to just get back to that. It's baseball. It's not easy to catch and throw and make every play. You're playing against another team. I know we all wanted to say it's on Boone and they let this go on and it's fundamentals. No, it was just a terrible inning at a terrible time. They absolutely unraveled, but we can't act like that is just likely, like anybody saw that coming, like anybody could have predicted that coming. I think it's just getting hijacked now to just be like, yep, the Yankees are poor fundamentally, and they had it coming, and they faced the Dodgers, and the Dodgers wrote up a report, and they said if you just put pressure on them in the fifth inning of Game 5, watch what happens. Rocco in Saratoga, back on the Fan.
How you doing, Keith?
Good
game tonight. Good football game. This week, the NFL had two good games. The Kansas City-Tampa game went to OT. It was a good game. Tonight's game, I was hoping would go to OT. And see, it's a quarterback league, isn't it, Keith? A quarterback league. Look at the team.
Absolutely.
Lamar and Burrow. Casey, you know? Right. You had Mayfield with Tampa, and you of course, you had Patrick Mahomes. So, right? It's a quarterback league.
It's pretty simple. If you don't have that guy, you're not going anywhere. Last year was the year of the backup and the backup's backup. I think this year is the year of, like, if you've got a quarterback under contract, signed, that can lead the way, you've got a shot. You don't have that. If you're playing around with Joe Flacco, Anthony Richardson, or, like, how the Cowboys now don't have Dak. And Dak was mid anyway. They shouldn't even have paid Dak now when you look at the whole situation. Cooper Rush.
Right. Right, that's Jerry Jones, but you know he does it. If he does it, it's not going to work
Jerry
out.
Jerry Jones, the wind Jones will blow thing. One way, and he'll think differently. Somebody will tell him something, and he'll follow that. He doesn't, I don't know, he doesn't know which way to go.
It's time for him to retire. He's not all there. I don't know. He talks gibberish so many times, like double talk, and like, what the hell? You're not Casey Stengel. You know, you know, Casey could do Jones.
You know, I plan to go all in with this team, but some circumstances and, you know, Derrick Henry, we would have liked to have Derrick Henry, but you can't have everybody. You can't pay everybody.
Oh, that's a great invitation, Keith. You've been working on it, dude. You've been working on it. Yeah, that is good. That's Jerry.
I'm certainly disappointed.
Say?
But, you know, there's a lot more season left.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, when they got embarrassed on his birthday, that was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. That was awful. That
he
was
couldn't talk.
The worst loss in the year. Oh, it was awful. It's like they said, oh, it's Jerry's birthday. Let's not play. Let's take off for his birthday. Hey, by the way, Keith, my grandson's season ended. They just won their last game Monday, 43-6, and they moved up my grandson Jackson to varsity for tomorrow's game.
Nice.
So he played Monday.
He's a freshman or sophomore?
No, he's a sophomore. His younger brother's a freshman.
Yeah, that's a good feeling, though. Get up there with the big boys. It's a little faster. See how it feels.
Yeah.
You know, and once you get that confidence that you belong, that's great to go in the offseason like, no, I'm playing varsity next year.
Oh, yeah. He's one of the captains, one of the four captains of the team. He averaged 2.5 sacks a game, and then he was on the O-line pancaking guys left and right. He's 215, 6'1". He just turned 16. Yeah, so he's good.
Keep hitting them weights.
But anyway.
And get ready to roll.
Oh, definitely. They work out every day, the two of them down in the basement. They have a regiment. They have a chart. They do complete workout. They're totally serious about it.
Bench, squat,
every day they're pumping.
Hang clean, power clean, deadlift.
Yes, they're into it. They have their charts. They know what they're doing. They're smart guys. He's the captain on the team there, and he calls the plays and the defenses. They won 43-6. I mean, this was the last game of the season. They wound up 6-3. They did lose three games, but they won six, and the six games they won were all blowouts. All blowouts, and they moved him up to varsity for Friday's game. I don't know if he'll get to play much, but, you know.
Still a good feeling. They'll practice with them, and he'll be on the sideline. Who knows what kind of game they'll be in. Maybe he'll go. What else you got? You're trying to talk Juan Soto.
Hey, Juan Soto. Hey, Stevie's going to be talking to Burrows, but we're just talking about Juan Soto. How about Alonzo? He's got to deal with that, too. What, is he going to make a deal with Burrows? Okay, we'll go for Soto. We'll pay up, and then you deliver Alonzo to the Yanks at a good price, and we don't
He's going to give Boris a foot rub, and then Boris is going to be like, I'll do a two-for-one special. Thanks for the call, Rocco. 888-808-1019. Like, yeah, Juan Soto and Pete Alonso. How much are we talking here, Scott? Scott Boras is going to try and run it up. Scott Boras can't wait. Scott Boras is going to have a personal chef there. Scott Boras is going to be putting in his old school CDs, pour up the wine. Steve, come on in, Steve. Been waiting for you. Justin in Floral Park on the fan. What's up, Justin?
What's going on, Keith? How are you, brother?
Good, you know, messing around.
I finally was able to get out of this Raven parking lot. Let me tell you, you think New York is bad?
Oh, you're down there?
My son's...
Oh, yeah, you got to walk to those games down there. I know what it's like down there.
I mean, I had to park in a casino, had to go all the way to the sixth level because I'm not staying at the casino, and it literally took me like almost an hour to get out of there. It was insane.
Some characters at that casino, too. I've been out there. Yo. One of my boys used to live in Fed Hill, and we used to just walk from his place.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, I don't understand what the Bengals are doing. How you go for two where they literally could not stop Jamar Chase all day.
Yeah.
It was just unbelievable.
You had 1,000 yards of offense. Play into the next overtime quarter. I don't know. I don't know.
As far as the Yankees go, Keith, I mean, we've talked forever about it, but I don't know. I feel like I'm in the minority here. I honestly think pitching, defense, and timely hitting win. And Juan Soto only does one of those things. He doesn't pitch. He does not play good defense. He does timely hit. So I actually would rather get those assets and get an Alex Bregman, get a Christian Walker, and get a Blake Snell or a Corbin Burns or a Max Fried in here and go from there. Move Judge back to right, Dominguez in center, and then maybe sign Teoscar Hernandez, who is a winning player, who has killed us, and I'd take my chances with that over a great generational player in Juan Soto, who I still think is not great defensively. And you saw it in the World Series.
No, he's not great defensively. We know that, but he can improve. Thanks for the call, Justin. I will counter with the same thing I said last night. One, Alex Bregman is not going to sign with the Yankees. Brian Cashman has no interest in him. And also, the Astros want to keep him an Astro forever, and there's already a report that he's most likely going to stay there. They're going to figure that out with Bregman. There was also a report that he'll change positions, but like I think more than likely the Astros keep Bregman. And how many times does Brian Cashman have to bring up that the Astros cheated? You think he's trying to bring in? I was telling you all that with Carlos Correa a couple years back. I don't know how many Yankee fans were just obsessed with the thought of Carlos Correa being the shortstop of the Yankees. I'm like, it's never going to happen. Bregman, no. So get Bregman out of your mind. And Teoscar Hernandez, would love to see Teoscar Hernandez play for the Yankees. He's killed us in three different uniforms. But I think that he's going to go back to the Dodgers. I just saw on MLB Network, they were talking about how much he means to the team in the clubhouse. Brandon Gomes. What's the Dodgers GM's name? I'm trying to find it on MLB Network. He was just on MLB Network talking about how, you know, Teo, how much he meant in the clubhouse. Like, they can afford to bring him back. They gave him a one-year deal. They can afford to pay him. They'll probably bring him back. And if they don't, supposedly the Red Sox are hot on his trail. So I don't know. Okay, Felice just told me. Brandon Gomes. And I'm trying to find the clip on MLB Network. I'll retweet it from my account so you guys can see what, like, he just was kind of talking about, like, yo, this guy meant a lot to the clubhouse. And when you win a championship, all of those guys, they have like a bond and a brotherhood, and they try and keep them together. I don't think Teoscar Hernandez comes over here. I think the Boston Red Sox will pay him a lot of money. I don't think it's that simple. And, you know, Christian Walker could still be in play with Juan Soto. Christian Walker will be a shorter deal and not that expensive. But, like, it's not that simple either to think that guys like Santander are going to have the same year in pinstripes. Or a Christian Walker. Or a Teoscar Hernandez. Or a Bregman. It's hard to play here. Juan Soto is a proven player in the Bronx. Juan Soto just helped you get back to the World Series. They call Juan Soto a modern-day Ted Williams. Those guys don't come around and may never come around again. So I can deal with his defense. He's going to play in front of a short porch in right field. They can work on that. 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 But what he does at the plate with the shuffle and the stare down and the hip bang and the crotch grab, like now that I got to see that and I got to see the effect that that had on the team, and how, like, everybody, high tide raises all ship. I feel like everybody's approach was better. I feel like everybody took something from Juan Soto's BP and his preparation. I think the Yankees know that. They're not dumb. They gave up five players for the guy. And they had him for a year in an effort to entice him. He will have a poker face on. He will not show that there's any type of, but, like, he was just a Yankee. So you get to put on the pinstripes, you're just going to shed those pinstripes for, like, I don't know. Until it happens, you can't convince me that, like, Juan Soto doesn't have a little bit of a want to come back to the Yankees. But like any human being, he wants his respect. 888-808-1019. Any human being wants to be paid for what they're worth. Any human being wants the respect of their employer. And if you don't get that respect from your employer, you go elsewhere. But I think they respect him. I think they know what he is, how important he is, not just like as an individual, but like also to Aaron Judge, also to the fan base. I think they're going to come to play. So 888-808-1019. I'm not going to take a call here. My show is going to evaporate in like 25 minutes. So let's break it down. Call me up if you want to counter, if you want to tell me something else. I think it's been pretty clear, my stance. And, you know, like, what was it, EJ? Like, will you be willing to eat crow? Like, I'll eat whatever. Pause. Like, I'll eat crow. I froze my Dallas Cowboys account. That's got nothing to do with this. I'm not ever freezing my Yankee account. And if I'm wrong, I'll be wrong. And I will applaud Steve Cohen. They'll play the Salicata King Cohen music. If King Cohen actually goes out and gets Juan Soto and has a bid for Juan Soto that the Yankees don't match, my wrath and my, like, what I will have to say about Hal Steinbrenner, Brian Cashman, and the New York Yankees, like, that will be the shift. That will be my focus. Like, how I will cook them for letting that happen on top of losing a World Series like that. Like, yeah, find out next time on Dragon Ball Z. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Turn on the Fan, BRB.
Talk New York sports on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
You can hate me now. You can hate me now.
No Diddy, no Diddy. We still got Diddy records programmed into the system. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to 2 a.m. I've got 20 minutes left to take your calls and finish talking about Juan Soto or the Jets and the Giants. What I'll say quickly about the Jets, I just think that the Cardinals are going to beat them. I was like trying to, like, I got to do my picks for 94.7 the block. I'm like, I just think that the Cardinals, who are fighting for their division, who have won back-to-back games, you got to come into their building. I think they just find a way. And I think that ends all the conversation about the Jets making a run to the playoffs. It's just going to be tough. I mean, they'll still string you along, and Aaron Rodgers will still try his Jedi mind tricks and use his big words. But I don't know. I see the Cardinals out there in the desert scoring enough points, doing what they got to do to beat the Jets. The Jets were able to beat the Texans on a short week. Thursday Night Football can be weird. I don't know. Maybe the Jets beat them, maybe they don't. Josh is in the Bronx. Josh is on the Fan.
Keith, you just made my point right there. But I want to ask you about Kyler Murray. Is this the year that Arizona goes to the playoffs? Thank you for taking my call. Great show as always.
Thanks for the call, Josh. I mean, I like Kyler Murray's game. I like watching that little muscle hamster run around. He's good. He's good. He can throw the ball. He can run the ball. You think the play is dead, and he's springing one. And, you know, he's got Trey McBride. He's got Marvin Harrison Jr. and Michael Wilson. I don't know who else they got over there. Greg Dortch. But, like, it's really him. It's really him. Kyler Murray is having one of the better seasons. He's healthy. I just think that they have, you know, they've had some games where they didn't really finish the job or didn't really come to play. Let me go back to their schedule. But, you know, they were able to more than handle the Bears. They were barely able to beat the Dolphins. They beat the Chargers. They're on a three-game winning streak. So, like, when you're rolling like that, it's just tough to stop that train from rolling. They beat the 49ers, and when you look at that division, like I said, I was about to pick them last night when I was looking at, you know, the second half of the season, but I'm like, I don't know, McCaffrey's coming back, and 49ers, it's their division until it's not. They have a one-game lead in that division. they're feeling good about where they're going. You know, their head coach isn't a rookie anymore. And I mean, here they are with the Jets. And if they get past the Jets, they've got the Seahawks. Like, they can go on a 5-game win streak here. And last week, they put up points early, and then they cooled off in the second half. But I think if they do that against the Jets, like, I think they'll be in the driver's seat in that game. Kyler Murray, he doesn't have to go off, but he can do enough. They lost James Conner in that game, too. He had 18 carries, 107 yards. But then they put up two. They put in two backups, so I was telling you guys about. Amari DiMercato, he had 4 carries for 59 yards and a touchdown. And then Trey Benson had 8 carries, 37 yards and a touchdown. They were ready. They're ready. Trey McBride is a handful when they get him going. Elijah Higgins, Greg Dortch, Michael Wilson, Marvin Harrison Jr. So we got to look out for Buda Baker. I don't know. I think they can beat the Jets. I think that, like, the Jets were able to get that one win against the Texans, which is just a short week. It rallies everybody. But now you're going to face a team that, I don't know, they've got weapons too, and you got to go out to a different time zone. You got to play a 425 game. And if you lose that game, it's just going to kill all hope. But, like, not for nothing, the way that Garrett Wilson looked, the way that Davante Adams is saying he feels like he's more comfortable now, like, I don't know. I think I got Aaron Rodgers starting this week in fantasy. But 888-808-1019. And on the Giants front, do not lose. You cannot lose to the Panthers. No way, no how, no excuses, no neutral site. You're playing against Bryce Young. That offensive line, Dexter Lawrence and Brian Burns, those guys should have a field day with them up front. And that should take some pressure off the Giants secondary. And the Panthers, I know they were able to get that win last week, but it's got nothing to do with this game in a neutral site in another country. Get Malik Nabers going. Xavier Leggett should not have a better game than Malik Nabers, two rookie wide receivers that went in the first round. 888-808-1019. Back to talking Juan Soto. It's funny because, like, so many people now want to talk about Juan Soto's defense to knock him. And that's the same thing that happened when the trade went down. Oh, they got Juan Soto, but he's not a good defender. And then he did make some plays. He robbed some home runs. I think I saw him rob one home run. He made some good throws, threw some people out at the plate. He's not terrible, but he's just not good. Like, you wouldn't say he's a good defender. He can work on it, though. He's 26 years old. He can improve. And I think the short porch in right field has something to do with it. I think he can get better there. And at the plate, he's one of the best left-handed hitters in the game, if not the best. Like, he's just different. He's a dog. And, like, that's what I say with the Yankees and the Mets, sure. When you see a guy that's a dog like that, that's a stone-cold killer like that, that is just different like that, that's not phased, the moment doesn't get too big, like, you pay those guys. You pay those. Those guys don't come around too often. James in North Arlington on the Fan. What's up, James?
Oh, thanks for calling on me. Before I tell you what I think they're going to pay Soto, I just want to say tonight's game, the coach was not happy even with the win, and I kind of like that. The Devils are looking a lot better, but this coach is really keeping their feet to the fire. I mean, they won, but...
Oh, you're talking Sheldon Keefe. I thought you were talking John Harbaugh.
No. Sheldon Keefe at the...
Did you go to the Devils game tonight?
Oh, yeah, I was there.
I should have went to the game, yo. Should have went to the game.
But he made it very clear at the post game that they won, but he wasn't happy with their play. But that's good because that's the way you keep winning, by letting the team know that even when you win, you can still play better. But
it's a standard, yes. Yeah, they have a different standard and a culture being built.
They definitely are. Now, I just think that this is Cohen's one chance. Cause, you know, you're right about the quality of this player coming along. And he wants 15 years. So, I mean, just like George Steinbrenner, he had a show, I guess, the New York market, who he was. And I think Cohen has a chance, and I think he's going to pay him $1 billion for 15 years. And when you think about it, that only comes out to $66 million a year. I know that sounds crazy, but by paying him $1 billion, which he can afford, he will make a splash. He already made his deal when he didn't try to get Judge with the Yankees, so I don't think he's going to have any problem with the Yankees. But I don't think the Yankees will ever come up with $1 billion. So that's just, no one's said that number yet. It's not as crazy as it sounds. There'll be the $1 billion man, and Cohen will then be able to show all Met fans that he's for real.
Thanks for the call, James. But it, like, they already have the highest payroll in baseball. You're going to add a $65 million a year player to that? You can't do that. I don't think David Stearns would allow that. That's ridiculous. Like, I repeat, they had the highest payroll in baseball. Sure, there's going to be some money coming off, but you can't do that. Like, I know it's not a salary cap sport, but you can't make him a billion-dollar player. We thought it was ridiculous with the Shohei contract. But, like, if your payroll was already 317, and I don't know exactly the numbers of what's coming off, you can't add $65 million to that and be looking at almost a four, like, nah. But I do expect, like, think about AAVs. Think about average annual values for players. Start there. The highest one is Ohtani at a little bit over 46. I don't think that Juan Soto, who is not a DH and a starting pitcher, is going to beat that by $20 million a year. That's when we're getting, that's ridiculous. Like, that is nuts. And, like, if you're willing to put that much money on a guy to prove a point, then you got it. Point proven. Kenny is out in Queens. Kenny, you're on the Fan.
I'm sorry. I'm still laughing listening to that last phone call.
Yeah, this is, we're not, like, I know he's rich, but, like, we're not going to make a billion-dollar player.
Common sense. Common sense is common sense. But being a Mets fan, but listen, I think the Yankees have to sign him because Judge is one of, if not the best, one of the top three in all of baseball, and they need him to support him.
Yeah.
I mean, just think of that. That's Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth. You know, that's how good these two guys
Judge
are.
Judge had a better – Judge's going to win MVP, and Judge had a better statistical season, just four home runs less than his 2022 season because he had Juan Soto hitting in front of him. Them two
absolutely.
As antenna. Juan Soto had his best season hit in front of Judge. As many people want to talk about what Juan Soto had to say after the game, people are leaving out how much he thanked Judge.
Absolutely. They complement each other so well, and you can't waste Judge's talent because they complement each other so well.
Judge is going to be 33. Judge has another seven seasons under contract. You add a Juan Soto for 14 more years, that helps Judge as he ages. Like, I just
tremendously.
You don't got to convince me. No one can convince me that, like, and I know Yankee fans are starting to get shook and scared. That's why when people are like, oh, you're scared. No, I'm not scared. I'm telling you why this has to get done. If I was scared, I'd start pivoting. I haven't pivoted yet.
Absolutely. They have to get this done. They have to. You have two players that can play together that are this good that they have to do it. I don't see any other way, but that's my opinion.
Yeah, thanks for the opinion. I agree with you, Kenny. Like, it helps everything. Like, it helps everything. You know what doesn't help everything? You know what makes you take another step back from losing the World Series? Not signing Juan Soto. Just the discourse that's going to go on. There's not a package of free agents you can put together that will heal the fan base like just signing this one guy. And don't get me wrong. This is a healing process. We are all still healing from the disappointment of this World Series. The dream that turned into a nightmare. Game 5, the nightmare before Halloween. A quick way to make Yankee fans heal up and smile and dream of going to spring training, which you're already selling tickets for, and you just remodeled the spring training facility. Like, this is business. It's simple to me. It's so simple to me. If I'm Hal Steinbrenner, the first order of business is to not let that guy go across town. You'll never live that down. That is bad for business. The first order of business is to have that guy help drag Judge through the next postseason. And then as Judge is aging out, and as Stanton is aging out and his contract is becoming less, that's another thing. This is the last year of Stanton's contract being what it is, and then it comes down to $19 million. And, like, for people talking about, oh, well, once they start to get too far into the you know, like a $700 million, they could still afford a $700 million contract. They were just paying Juan Soto $31 million this year. So pay him $50 million this year. You can get the $20 million just off of Rizzo, Gleyber, and Verdugo. Clay Holmes. It's like, it's not, I don't know. I took calculus. I took geometry. But it's not that complicated of math here. The math is mathing here. Lou is in Asbury Park, New Jersey on the fan. What's up, Lou?
Keith, what's up, buddy? How we doing?
I took algebra. None of it is that complicated.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, if the Yankees have to go over any kind of luxury tax threshold, they will. I don't know if you remember back when they were going to sign Blake Snell or not, and they opted not to. What was he, $40 million a year?
Yeah, was it 6 years, $150 million? So it was less than that, if that was the alleged contract that was put out there.
Well, they were talking about like a one-year deal or something, or something along the lines of Blake, and then it would have been doubled. But at the same token, the Yankees were about to go out and trade for Dylan Cease, okay, and he was $8 million a year, and they were glad to pay his $16 million with the luxury tax threshold. So the Yankees kind of transitioned into a value-based proposition with their team. They will 100% go over the luxury tax threshold if they see value in the player and if they see value in the money. With that said, I have no doubt that this whole Juan Soto thing is really a two-horse race between both Yankee teams, Yankees and Mets. And at the end of the day, these two guys, Cohen and Hal, are business partners. Their business is New York City baseball. They're not going to get middled by this parasite that is Boris. This whole decision is going to be made behind closed doors, probably over a scotch, and they're going to figure out what one side's going to offer. They're going to figure out what the other side's going to offer. They're not going to allow Boris to middle this contract and run it up. I don't think any other team really is going to be in play here.
And it can't go on forever. That's the other part of it.
No, and they're not going to let this guy make a mockery of $2 billion owners of two of the biggest franchises in sports.
Correct.
They're not going to allow it. They're too powerful. And in their powerful world of billionaire sports owners, Boris is a parasite, and they're not going to let him win. And this is probably going to be a lot smoother than people think, and it's probably going to be a lot smoother than Juan Soto wants it to be, because I'm sure he wants to be dangled in front of every ball club. But we all know that, you know, the Devil Rays don't even have a roof on their stadium. Like, get out of here. You're not paying for Juan Soto.
Right, and where are they going to play temporarily that I saw?
Who even knows? But, you know, the Orioles ain't getting in the mix. Nobody's getting in the mix. You have the Dodgers have an outside shot, but at the end of the day, this deal is going to be made over a glass of scotch, probably in some ultra-fancy New York restaurant that, you know, we will never see. And they'll figure out the fate of Juan Soto between those two. They'll talk it out because they're business partners.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good call. Thanks for the call, Lou. Like, I've said it, but you got to know this. There is a relationship that exists between Hal Steinbrenner and Steve Cohen. There was a handshake agreement that, hey, you're not going to bid on our guy when it was time to bid on Aaron Judge. We all know the history of Steve Cohen coming in, and the word out there was that Hal Steinbrenner, Randy Levine, helped him get the Mets. People don't forget favors like that. And they also have just like a sense of like pride and even like class and a way of doing business where, like, I don't think it's going to get messy at all. And like the phrases I use for it aren't the phrases they use when I say pissing contest or measuring contest. But like these are billionaires. These are grown ass men. They're not going to do the back and forth. This will not be a live auction of 650 here, looking for 655. Scott Boras will not be bidding between these two guys and going back and forth. And you'd think Steve Cohen didn't learn something from the Yamamoto stuff last year? He's learned a lot in his, you know, 4 years. And he's changed a lot as well. But like, you'd think he didn't learn about, okay, I went all the way to Japan, which he has business in Japan anyway, but I went all the way to Japan, took Yamamoto to dinner, his family to dinner for a nice French cuisine. Then I let him come to my house, to my estate. Oh, clearly he learned. Right now, like, we'll go to California and we'll deal with it. Juan Soto don't need to come to my house. I don't need to go to Miami to see Juan Soto. Let's do it at your house, Scott Boras, or not even your house. Let's rent somewhere out or whatever. These guys have ridiculous money to just, you know, set up these things. I think Steve Cohen learned from all of that. I don't think he's going to do the long, drawn-out Yamamoto thing just to lose out. I think he's also going to protect his fan base. If he thinks he can get Juan Soto, he's going to see it through. But I think that if this is the type of thing where they're just going to go back to Hal and Hal's going to match, and Hal tells him, like, yeah, we're going to see this through. We don't have a line. Like, this could end sooner rather than later. And they can't draw it out because of the market. They have to get it done soon so everybody else can get done. In Astoria, Carmelo, you're on the Fan.
How you doing, Keith? How you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for calling.
It's good to hear Boricua in there taking over the Fan, you know?
I'm black, but, you know, I'd be around the Boricuas and the Dominicans. I pass.
Oh, okay. You know? You look Spanish to me, but that's all right.
I know. Anyway, I'm just regular black Negro.
Jeez, okay. Well, okay. Old school, okay.
African American, I don't really call myself. Just regular black. Negro yeah. In Spanish.
Yeah, Negro. I want to know if Jock Peterson from Arizona that just declined his contract could go with the Yankees, the left-hand bat.
Maybe, but Jock Peterson is, like, not moving the needle, and that's a guy that's, like, he's easily had. I don't know. He's not. Yeah, we're not worried about Jock Peterson on November 8th.
He's a left-hand bat.
Yeah, and he's clutch, and he's a champion, and maybe he could come on down, but we got to get the left-handed bat that is Juan Soto first. Thanks for the call, Carmelo. Last call in there goes to Nick in Hillsboro, New Jersey.
Good morning, Keith. How are you, buddy?
Good. Thanks for calling.
So, my opinion of Juan, he's as good as gone. I mean, look, we were talking about Scott Boras. Look what he did with Blake Snell, Jordan Montgomery, the other guys. I mean, none of them signed until spring training.
None of them are Juan Soto. Not even close.
I get it. No, I'm with you. I love Juan Soto. He brought me some of my greatest memories. I'm 43 years old. I mean, what he did against Cleveland, just phenomenal.
What he did against the White Sox, what he did against the San Francisco Giants, what he did against the Astros, like he was box office all year.
Yeah, I completely agree. But at the same time, we have so many holes. The money that he's going to command, and he's going for top dollar. He's not going to give the Yankees a discount based on, I like the Dominican population in South Bronx, I like playing with Judge, etc. We have so many holes that money could be spread out over everything. I mean, we pretty much need a whole new infield, a couple outfielders, bullpen help. We don't know what Austin Wells is going to be at catcher. He was okay, but completely disappeared at times.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So,
thanks for the call, Nick. They have so many holes, but they won the AL. They went to the World Series. They could have forced a game. See, like, we're acting like they have so many holes as if they're the Chicago White Sox. Man, start with Juan Soto. And then the rest of those holes will get filled by, I don't know, young talent that you already have, or Cashman doing what Cashman literally does. Cashman finds and wheeling and dealing and making trades and finding these diamonds in the rough and clearance rack guys. Like, I don't know. I'm not off this until it's done. You can't tell me anything different. Juan Soto will be a Yankee until he's not. So. C-Max coming up next. I don't think he disagrees with any of that. Listen to his show. See what he says. Chris McMonagle on the Fan. Keith McPherson out.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN New York.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.